We estimate that in Europe, there's roughly 1,300 tons of plastic and another 1,300 tons of lead that ends up every year in our rivers due to the loss of fishing bait.
Welcome to the Swisspreneur Show, a podcast about startup stories and learnings from experienced entrepreneurs. If you enjoy listening to our show, make sure to follow the podcast and leave a rating. And now, here's your host, Sylvain.
Jonas, Nico, a warm welcome to the Swisspreneur Show. It's a pleasure to have you as a guest today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You are the co-founders at Captain Greenfin. I call you a fishing tech startup that offers natural and locally produced alternatives to the conventional plastic baits that we, if we have ever done fishing, saw and used ourselves, or if you are not fishers, that people certainly have heard about. Before we talk about your startup, I want to, of course, know, because both of you are here in the podcast today, how did you, Jonas and Nico, meet each other?
It was actually me who approached Jonas in some way. I'm German. I live in Germany near Cologne. And I formerly, before Captain Greenfin, I had my own organization for organizational development and consulting, mainly coming out of COVID, focusing lots on remote work and agile teams. And I started my own initiative in sustainable fishing, as I'm a passionate fisherman. And therefore, coming from agile products, I was building a community and testing out different stories, different messages, and also how people react if they need to pay for sustainable solutions. And therefore, I also got to know quite a good amount of the industry and the main players, and got a feedback and status quo of how the fishing industry is ticking currently towards sustainable solutions. And I came across the hashtag sustainable fishing that also Jonas and his brother used back then on a very, very tiny Instagram account. And they had a picture, a very bad picture at that point, but a very, very good caption that said, we are currently working on the first 100% biodegradable plastic lures. And at that point, I knew if that is possible, if you guys really found a solution to that, I want to be in touch with you guys and understand more about the product and how we can collaborate. And I reached out via Instagram, and Jonas and I connected. We had a very, very good understanding of each other, had the same questions in mind, very good matching entrepreneurial spirit. And yeah, we took it from then, and now it's 1 year has passed.
And on the same time, we also met Gabriel Baldinger. He's the third driving force behind Captain Greenfin. And the story behind him was that we were actually looking to outsource our product development, as we didn't have the skill in-house. And I saw how expensive it was and how important it will be going forward to have this skill as a core skill in-house. So I asked around that professors from the Industrial Design School from Bern if they know somebody. And one of the professors then gave me the contact of Gabriel, one of her most promising students who has just won the Green Product Award. And we met once, and it was immediately a match. And the rest is history. He's now our product guy. He's also a perfect fit because he has a polymer and design background, and also because he's older than Nico and me. He already has 3 kids. He's got a lot of Lebenserfahrung and good connections.
Amazing. So it really seems that with all 3 co-founders, it was love at first sight that brought you together and your personal interest in the industry or the topic. And I wonder, Jonas, when you initially started the company, you were a bit ahead of your 2 co-founders. What motivated you to start your company, to start Captain Greenfin?
Deep down in myself, I always knew that I want to start my own company one day. And I had tried different things. The burning was like kind of fading away out of the most projects after 3 to 6 months. And when I became aware of that problem in the fishing industry, I was hooked right away. I wanted to buy plastic-free fishing baits for me and my two brothers, and I couldn't find any because they do not exist. I saw that the huge industry hadn't had really any real innovations in the last decades, and all the materials that are used at the moment are PVC, TPA, lead, so all the kind of materials that should not end up in our rivers and lakes. And we estimate that in Europe there's roughly 1,300 tons of plastic and another 1,300 tons of lead that ends up every year in our rivers due to the loss of fishing bait. And yeah, I was hooked. The thought that nobody could make plastic-free fishing baits kept me awake at night. And I started testing hundreds of materials in my kitchen, and I knew that nowadays it has to be possible to develop new sustainable materials that don't pollute our waters when lost. And I see us kind of like pioneers, like Tesla in the automotive industry or Patagonia in clothing, that we need to show the fishing industry that there's a demand for sustainable fishing products produced in Europe.
I love that. I think that's a wonderful story of being born as a company. And Nico, before you said, when this is possible, I want to be part of it. So the timing is naturally a very important key success factor of any company out there. So why is the timing right to be working on Captain Greenfin right now?
I think I could take the first part of that question. So the market timing is in my opinion perfect, because the shift is happening as we speak. There's already countries like Denmark, England, parts of Spain, the Netherlands, where lead products, for example, are banned. And to the industry, it's pretty clear that by 2027 there will be an EU-wide ban of lead products. And also other materials such as fluor or toxic softeners that are nowadays used in the fishing industry are up for talks. Plastic has not been yet up for debate, but there was no Captain Greenfin there until now. But I'm sure that with the Greenfin protein material that we have on the market already and the new materials that we have in our pipeline, this debate will be held. And yeah, Europe is pushing really hard to ban all kinds of single-use plastic items. And technically, a fishing bait is a single-use plastic item that often gets lost in our waters. So I think if we, also the fishing community, wants to keep fishing, we need to come up with products that don't harm our nature when lost. And also fishermen in general, they really care about their environment. There's thousands of initiatives Europe-wide where they do recreational work, cleanups, or support the ecosystem in general. But what fish do not have at the moment is eco-friendly fishing products that don't pollute the waters. So the most fishermen that we speak to, they believe that our way is the future. And also a big part is the steps that the research and development in the biodegradable industry in Switzerland has taken. So there's a huge cluster know-how developing in Switzerland, and we were able to partner up with one of the leading Swiss institutes for polymer engineering, the IKT. And yeah, I'm really confident that together with them, we can create a change.
I was thinking for a moment there before Jonas jumped in, because I was thinking there's two sides on that question. Like when you ask for why is it the right timing right now, there are external factors, some like Jonas just presented, like for example, the regulations, the mindset of fishermen, or the R&D status quo throughout this space that we are working in the clean tech work. But on the other hand, I also had a thought that came to my mind that we are also creating the right timing in some way, because we show what's possible, and that opens up new possibilities in the minds of fishermen as well. Because before we launched our products last year, nobody thought this was possible to really make biodegradable plastic alternatives to the baits. And therefore, I also like to think of that question that we also, maybe with a little bit of energy of our initiative, we can also create the right timing just by showing customers as well as industry leaders that it's possible in some way to create alternative products.
100%. And this combining with the general shift in the market due to regulations, that's a very powerful spot to be in. So I also wonder, what are some of the milestones that you have recently achieved as a team that you can share with us here today?
What we like to do is we always think about our activities in three areas, I would say. One is the marketing one, one is the product one, and one is the backbone. Maybe I can start with marketing and backbone, and you add to that, Jonas, with product side. On the marketing side, I think Jonas did a very, very good job in the first few months of the newborn Captain Greenfin in winning multiple startup awards like the Swiss Sustainability Challenge. And after 1 year on the market now, and since I've joined, I can say that we are very glad that we are the industry's talk of town, you could say, because we have a real innovation. We have a lot of fishing magazines that cover big stories on us, multi-paged, really going deeper into what we do differently. We had big TV broadcasts, for example, in Switzerland in the SRF, 10 for 10 news. That was quite an attention milestone. And also Die Hülle der Löwen, which is the German or Swiss version of Shark Tank, to the listeners. And we also attended this winter the main trade fairs in fishing in the fishing industry. And now a few may think, now what, trade fairs, is that still a thing? And yes, it is. And we just had the biggest trade fair in Berlin. This is, I think you can say now, the biggest trade fair in Europe. And we got really good feedbacks there as well from the customers, as well as from other industry players and the ones who organized the trade fairs, that we, as a small player in that, had a very, very good setup and very good appearance. Everything looked clean. Everything looked very worthy. And I think that was very important for us to get that pat on the back, I would say. And now, since the trade fairs and the TV broadcasts, we really have big corporations asking for cooperation. For example, like marketplaces in Germany and Switzerland within the fishing space, big retailers, and also, for example, a grocery store food chain, a very big one, that have kind of like hobby markets throughout the country. And they also have a fishing sector in there where they want a sustainable player in there. So this is kind of on the marketing side, I would say. And from the backbone one, since we are a very, very small team, we look to outsource as much as we can. We have successfully outsourced the production of the soft baits as well as of our lead-free alternatives. I think Jonas can say a little bit more to that. We recently switched our webshop from a very non-performant platform to Shopify. That will help us because it makes our products also Europe-wide available. We automated the fulfillment completely. So whenever there's an order placed, we could be speaking right now. Probably there's an order placed and Jonas and I thankfully don't need to worry about shipping it out right now because there's other mechanisms in place to take care of that. And yeah, overall, I would say we just have a very, very strong core team that is very lean at the moment, but able to manage the first growth phase. And I think that's just a huge milestone and we are very happy about it.
Yeah, on the product side, one of the biggest milestones is that we were able to secure the InnoSwiss research and development project together with the Institut of Kunststofftechnologie at the Fachhochschule Nordwestschweiz to have real professionals improving our materials and working on them. The first results were very promising, and we were really keen on making our materials even better. They already work at the moment, but we have a lot of promising materials in the pipeline. And our second big product milestones was to launch our Greenfin lead alternative. It's a material which is 100% lead-free and has roughly 20% higher density than the other non-toxic materials that are already on the market. And the speed on how fast we can come out with new products is really not seen in the industry as big players. They have 2 to 3 years to launch new products. We have more like 2 to 3 months. But as we have the whole prototyping around Bern, and then we can do a early test phase with the Instagram community, we can launch new products in a really fast speed.
That sounds perfect. And Nico, you said before you joined Captain Greenfin, you did your market analysis, you saw how the fishing market was developing. And I wonder, how does the competitive landscape out there look like? Before you, there was no real solution with a plastic-free solution out there. How does that look today? Are there other movers heading in that same direction as Captain Greenfin?
I would say the status quo right now is that definitely 99% of the fishing products are produced in Asia. Jonas said, they have very, very long development cycles. We are very fast in that case. Also producing in Asia, obviously coming from the sustainability side, creates long distance transportations. If you walk into a fishing store today, you will see lots of plastic packaging as well. Like small products are packaged in huge plastic blisters in order to make them appeal nicer. And they use doubtful materials. When I was doing the research and I was getting to know the industry, there were first movers that were producing, for example, in Germany. So for them, sustainability came from, okay, we produce in Germany, for example, lower transportation, but they were still using like plastics and silicone. I think for them, I would say if we go back to 2021, making change from plastics to TPE, which is kind of like a silicone, was like a huge milestone, because you could use different softeners that were not as toxic as the plastic softeners to make it really like soft rubber. And I think that was already like a huge milestone for them, but nobody questioned the raw material itself, if you understand what I mean. And today, if we look at what we do, we produce 100% of our products, like you said in the nice introduction, 100% in Europe. We are very rapid with our prototyping and the realization of new products. But of course, what makes us unique is the 100% plastic-free products, as well as the lead-free. Jonas, what do you think?
Yeah, I think also the aspect that we're not only a brand and products, but we're also material development is not really seen in the industry. So none of the big fishing brands create materials on their own. So they just use what's there. And I think this opens up different business models. And even outside of the fishing industry, I think there's interesting aspects that we could consider in future.
And I mean, you precisely asked for, is there anyone out there doing the same? Not that we've heard of, and not that it's on the market. Like, we are the only ones available on the market right now. Also because it's not really easy of what we're doing. You heard Jonah's story, like before me joining, he was already 2 years with material experts and researching on the base material that we based our products on last year. And we have a patent now on our materials as well. And I think that's good situation for us at the moment to be really pioneering in that space.
I love that, because it adds an additional protection for you and potential investors that might want to join your journey. Talking about that, you are currently fundraising. You want to, raise some money from investors. First of all, how much money are you looking for, and what will the money be used for?
Yes, so we're looking for 150,000 Swiss francs to close our first investment round, who is 300,000. So more than half of the funds we have already closed with local business angels. But many customers and supporters contacted us if they couldn't invest in Captain Greenfin with smaller tickets. And as we saw that there is the possibility to partner up with the syndicate that gives the advantage to do those investor poolings. We thought, yeah, let's close out the round like this. And with additional money, we have enough runway to finish our research and development projects, to launch our products and establish the brand in Switzerland and in Germany. And with the setup that we have currently, we're also able to expand to the Nordics, which is a very interesting market for us as they are farther ahead in the environmental thinking. And yeah, I'm really confident that we have the possibility to get a significant market share of the growing $1 billion bait segment in Europe and then expand further. And the money is needed to scale the production of the soft baits, to launch new products, pay for the patents. And yeah, the marketing side, I'm sure Nico has a lot of plans.
I mean, luckily, so far we were able to be very defensive on our marketing budgets because we had a very good amount of organic marketing that came from our innovation degree and uniqueness in some way. Like I said, the TV productions and also the magazines came in quite handy there. And we were able, like if I speak about online marketing, we were able to do a lot of A/B testing and test smaller campaigns to test different marketing strategies, different messages. So that was last year to find out. And this year, as we have now switched to the new webshop, we have a very broad portfolio that makes every fisherman happy, I think. In some way, everybody can find something. We can now increase our budget. So I think marketing budget will also be a point. And as we are now only selling direct to consumer, and as I mentioned, more retailers coming in, also the point of sale displays will be a topic that we need to focus on this year.
Amazing. That sounds like the perfect spot to be in. You have inbound interest from your community, from users of your product who want to also become shareholders and investors. And for anyone who wants to know more about how Captain Greenfin works, study your pitch deck and your investment proposal, they can sign up for the Swisspreneur Syndicate Deal Flow to receive all your information and then make their own assessment and investment decision. So we're really excited to have you on board, guys. And of course, none of this is any investment advice, but just for informational purposes only. And to wrap up the episode today, I also want to take a look a bit behind the two guys here in the podcast, the business guys, the startup founders, to actually go a bit more in, you know, back in your personal history. I have three questions that I want to ask both of you individually. Let's start with you, Jonas. What was your summer job as a teenager?
As a summer job, so as I studied, I always needed a summer job, and me and my brothers, we wanted to buy a bigger fishing boat. And in order to make both happen, we started offering guided fishing trips on our Lake Morton, and that worked quite good, and we were able to finance us our new fishing boat that we are currently enjoying.
Cool. What was your summer job, Nico?
As a teenager, I can think of two, actually. Number one was waiting at a beer garden, which was a very, very good school to go through, dealing with many customers at the same time. And my family actually had an outdoors store, so for hiking, mountain biking, skiing, all kinds of that. And I was working in there, and also did the trade fairs together with my dad and the team, which now comes in very handy because I'm quite trade fair savvy.
Perfect. You know all the tricks.
It's coming together.
And Nico, what are you most proud of in your life?
That's a tough one. I would say that before Captain Greenfin, I was already self-employed. I quit my job in 2020 after being 6 years in a bigger corporation. And I would say I'm most proud of being true to myself in the work quest. And since then, I had a very good ear for my internal voice to put the energy into projects I really care about. Yeah, I think that's what I'm proud about.
What is it for you, Jonas?
For me, I think it's to have had the courage to quit my job in the beginning of 2022 and go all in this adventure. So for me, it's really all in, all my money, my savings, everything is in there. So I think
you want to make it work.
Exactly.
And what is a surprising fact that people don't know about you? Let's start with Jonas again.
For me, I think you cannot see me at the moment, but most of you would probably believe that once I played on a quite high level American football in Switzerland. It was quite a while ago, so I lost quite a few pounds of muscle.
That's indeed surprising. Cool. And what is it for you, Nico?
Too much fishing, Jonas. For me, what people don't know. Currently, I'm sitting in a 150-year-old countryside house that me and my partner have refurbished throughout the past 2.5 years. Yeah, that was quite an adventure next to being self-employed, also working on a 150-year-old house.
Just another project because one was not enough.
Yeah, you could say so.
Very nice. Guys, thank you so much for your time today. We're really excited to see your case going live on the Swisspreneur Syndicate page. And we wish you all the best and lots of success with the upcoming fundraising. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, you can support us by rating our show on Apple Podcasts. This way, we can reach an ever-growing number of aspiring entrepreneurs.